From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Authorities in Niger say unknown assailants have killed 13 soldiers in the West African country. Saturday's attack occurred in a town near the border with Mali, according to a government statement. It says five others were wounded. This is the latest unrest to hit Niger, where four United States service members were recently killed in an ambush by extremists. The Spanish government said Saturday it plans to depose the leaders of Spain's Catalonia region and wants snap elections within 6 months, part of an effort to block the regions from breaking away. VOA's Jamie Detmore has more from Barcelona.
Pro-independence activists on the streets of Barcelona made their disapproval heard Saturday. They also demanded the release of two independence leaders who were jailed Monday night by Spain's national court on charges of sedition. Separatist leaders and their supporters are not deterred. Catalan separatists thought their disputed referendum earlier this month would mean more freedom from Spain and not less. But the Spanish government Saturday began a legal process to curb Catalonia's self-rule powers, saying it plans to remove the region's leaders and take control. Jamie Detmer for VOA News, Barcelona.
Japan is voting in a general election that will most likely hand Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling coalition a majority in parliament. 465 seats are up for grabs in the lower house, which chooses the prime minister. Media polls indicate voters see Abe's government as a safer choice over an opposition with uncertain track records. For all the latest news around the clock, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA. More than 50 Egyptian security personnel have died during a clash with suspected Islamist militants. The government says the militants opened fire on the group during a raid on their hideout in the western desert. 15 militants also died in the attack. Egypt is currently fighting an Islamist insurgency in northern Sinai. A suicide attack killed 15 Afghan army officers west of Kabul on Saturday. A defense ministry spokesman says the attack took place outside the training academy of the National Defense University. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke on the phone Saturday. Marissa Melton has the details.
Putin and Erdogan discussed an upcoming meeting of the Astana process on the Syrian conflict. During their phone conversation, the leaders talked about joint efforts within the Astana process, including the creation of de-escalation zones in Syria and further coordination toward resolving the Syria situation. The Astana talks are brokered by Russia, Turkey, and Iran. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he first thought the appointment of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador for the World Health Organization was a bad April Fool's joke. Maya Bush has more.
Trudeau told reporters he was dismayed by the choice of 93-year-old Mugabe, who has long faced U.S. sanctions over his government's human rights abuses, as well as criticism at home for going overseas for medical treatment. Trudeau calls the WHO appointment absolutely unacceptable, absolutely unconceivable, and says Canada's diplomats are busy making that very, very clear to the international community.
President Donald Trump says he intends to allow the release of classified government documents about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The National Archives has until Thursday to disclose the remaining files related to Kennedy's 1963 assassination. The trove is expected to include more than 3,000 documents that have never been seen by the public. America's five living former presidents gathered together for a concert to raise money for the victims of the hurricanes which ravaged the U.S. this year. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Jimmy Carter appeared in Texas on Saturday. The three Democrats and two Republicans came together behind the One American Appeal, set up to help those caught up in the devastating trails of hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. It has raised $31 million so far. For all the latest news around the clock and the latest on these stories, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. This is Heather Maxwell, your host from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America in Washington. Good to have you with me today on this fine weekend. 55 minutes of Africa's finest music and music news starts right here, right now. Today's featured artist is Brussels-based Ivorian female bassist Manu Gallo. She has an amazing success story that starts out with her posting a simple home Facebook video and ends, well, it hasn't ended yet. It's blowing up on global stages now. But join me just before the bottom of the hour and you'll hear Manu share her story and her music with me from inside her home in Belgium. After that, I've got fan mail for you. Yep, I'm bringing it back, peeps. Fan mail is coming back home to MTIA. Also, at the 45, something new. It's what we call the Song of the Week. Kwame Ofori joins me to present that, and it's going to be fun. So keep your ears on us. Other music news. Nigeria's Felebration, the week-long festival celebrating the life and legacy of Fela, wrapped up its 20th anniversary October 6th in Lagos. Kenyan singer-songwriter Benjamin Webby released the video to his single New Day September 27th. And American funk icon Bootsy Collins releases his new album Worldwide Funk on October 27th. Track 2 of that album features Manu Gallo, our featured artist. So the world of American funk just got a little more African. Here's Leila Gobi from Northern Mali with Anania. Hi, everybody. That was Leila Gobi, track one from her CD, 2017. This is Heather Maxwell. We're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Now, Freddie Masamba takes us deep into Central Africa.
Sangula, Pungamio, Nelusolo, Nessisaba Mutatu Jimbila, Ngongizo, Nambungizo, Nangomazo, Sazonzago, Batungazola, Telandanzilla, Yamakim Pavita, Yacheleta, Kalamase, Lukubam, Kalabise, Vishilam, Kalamase, Lukubam, Kalamase, Bafumuganda, Lutela me, Bongise, Bamwanga se, Mirimpi, and Mamba Bizons, Kalamase, Abakambi. Mamma mi vila se sa shinga ne mavova kwe mubinga na samu yo ya wa
oh mirigo ya ye mirigo 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 oh
imona mes mweli yo imoni mama tele yo ukikulu tukale no mzami zeto tusamle Jajile, Jayambule, Kigambule, Kalamase, Wendizu, Wakuya, Watekala, Kocha Zabako, Mbandi, Yaluzolo.
Alabi, you are listening to Music Time in Africa on Voice of America.
Okay, here's Hinizi, a group of six musicians from Ségou, Mali.
Thank you. La petite villageoise.
Animo.
Vivait avec sa grand-mère.
Bah.
Elle savait bien jouer les tambours et la grand-mère lui dit.
Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to my featured artist of today's show, Manu Gallo. This is a track from her 2010 album, Lolin. Manu's no newcomer to the African music scene, but her recent breakthrough to the world of funk with American icon of funk, Bootsy Collins, has pushed this artist to the pinnacle of her career. How did she get her big break? I went to her home studio in Brussels, Belgium, to meet her and hear firsthand what happened. This is the sound of us listening to some of the songs on her forthcoming album that she thinks she's going to call Afro Groove Queen. We're sitting in front of her computer and next to an impressive array of electric bass guitars and one little green ukulele. Our conversation is dubbed in English.
When you play around like that, there are a lot of songs like that. Have you listened to a remake of Ernesto JJ too that I did on the bass?
Djembe player. What is that song of Ernesto's?
Ziglibiti. And what's interesting is that that song was recorded in Abidjan, Brussels, and a little bit everywhere. I did the djembe in Abidjan. That's the production of this album, and because it was recorded in Africa, Ivory Coast, in Brussels, and in the United States.
Manu, you have the ukulele in your lap. Why?
I bought this ukulele that didn't cost much. It's like a toy to make a video. I spent time with it trying, and I said to myself, why not make African music with the ukulele? So I tried to compose. It sounds super good. It's cute, it's sad.
So it's going to be in the album?
No, but maybe I will work on it some more and maybe play it during my live shows.
So, the bass. This one is what you usually play? Or why do you choose to play one over the others? In any given moment.
This is the bass that I've had for a long time. I'm really attached to this. But I've just signed with Warwick, so normally I should play with one of those. But for you, I'll play with this one. I sing you a song?
Yes, please.
Titeya wasrawa, ziyaziyo. What are you singing?
I'm singing One Day Will Come and the Sun Will Rise and It Will Be Your Time.
It's a song of hope for everyone.
Of hope, of course.
It's very beautiful, very beautiful. Hi, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You're listening to an interview I did with Manu Gallo in Brussels back in September. We're in the middle of it, so in case you're just joining, I'll get you up to speed on what's happening. Manu and I are in her home studio. She just played some live stuff for me on bass and on ukulele. She played excerpts of her new album that's coming out soon, and now she's about to tell me the story of how she made her big breakthrough to the world of American funk with the funk master, the man who put the bass in your face, Bootsy Collins.
Manu, it's such a pleasure to be here in your home in Brussels. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to my home.
Thank you. The last time we saw each other was in 2012 in Washington.
C'est vrai, c'est vrai. Ça fait longtemps.
Yeah.
It's long time.
A lot has happened since the last time we saw each other.
A lot, a lot.
And I have the impression you have a really, really fantastic project that's coming down the pipeline soon. Could you talk about that?
Yes. First, already it's been around 7 or 8 years since I've put out an album because I wanted to do other things. I wanted to become more accomplished as an instrumentalist, and I decided to settle down right here for these years and to work on my instrument, which is the bass. Because I've always wanted to play the bass like percussion. At the core, I'm a woman of rhythm. I'm a percussionist. And since I was little, I think that when I started playing bass, I wanted to be able to... And on this route, on this research, I crossed paths with this incredible person who I think it was meant to be that I crossed paths with this person who is Bootsy Collins. I had published a video. It had been out about a year on internet, on Facebook, in January 2016. I saw that the video, 100, 200, 300, 400,000 views in 1 week, and I said, wow.
What kind of video?
The one the video where I play bass.
In front of a YouTube.
No, I'm just with my bass and I go... I wanted to find out who was behind all of this popularity of my video, and someone said, Manu, it's Bootsy Collins who liked your video, and he put it on his page.
And that's
why the video climbed all the way up to 1 million views, and so I tried to send him a message to thank him, and it was like he opened his door. He said, welcome to my home. I want to work with you. I want us to do things together. And he's now my big brother. And that's how he sent me his music. He was recording his album. He sent me his music. And it's really for me, during my research here in Brussels at my house, I could never imagine that I would play a piece with Victor Wooten, that I could play with Stanley Clark, Manu Gallo, Victor Wooten, Stanley Clark, Bootsy Collins. Wow.
So he plays on one of your songs?
So Bootsy, he produced 4 pieces on my album. There's also Chuck D, who's also on it. He's a major American rapper. There's Manu Dibango, who's on it. There's Zap Mama, ma soeur. Zap Mama is a cappella. We've worked together for 15, 20 years. And Manu Dibango is African history. And Bootsy Collins is my side funky.
Really?
So the album, it's going to be like that. There'll be the Africa side, there'll be the funky side, the crazy side, because, well, that's what I've always been. I don't want to be formulaic. I'm very, very happy. Very happy.
Merci, Manu Gallo.
Thank you.
la petite villageoise.
Animo, animo.
Gallo.
All right, that was Manu Gallo, my featured artist of the week. If you want to watch that interview, you can get on my Music Time in Africa's YouTube channel or Facebook page. Next up, fan mail. Yes, it's back, peeps. Fan mail at MTIA used to come in the form of letters. Yeah, remember those? Those thin pieces of paper that had messages handwritten in ink or pencil? Anyway, these days, most of you are sending fan mail to me on Facebook Messenger, email, or WhatsApp. The best is WhatsApp, and that number is +1-202-203-4118. But you can also reach me at musictime@voanews or on my Facebook page. Here's today's fan mail. I just have two today. Trust Nyoni from Zimbabwe sent me a nice one. He says, "Hi, MTIA, just listening to your program right now and am loving the music and interviews. Great stuff." Thanks, Trust. The second fan mail on WhatsApp came from a Mr. Akeem Forna. He says, "Good morning, it's me, Akeem. This is one of my musics." And he sends me an attachment of his song, "Bend Down Low." Here's a snippet.
Shake that you put it, make a bend down low. Baby girl, bend down low. Shake that you put it, make a bend down low.
Bend down low, make it churches. Cause boy, for body, the low body, body. Can't say you club, see that you see them post. Chase any color, body weight, see the weights. For waist too big, you don't fling like bumper. Ready for the fence, I go answer like a ton. I hot for the business, I don't care how you take. So bend down low, make a show, make a mess.
All right, thanks, Akeem. Well, that's it for today's fan mail. I'll be on the lookout for more to share next week from you, my lovey-dovey listeners. From Malawi, here's Pasaine by Twin M.
voice of Sierra Leone's refugee all-star. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Eda Mastro.
Music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather. I have a couple more songs for you. This next one by Ebo Taylor, followed by Transcend, a song by rapper Ajo, real name Ariong James Oscar from Uganda. Then Kwame Ofori joins me for our first ever Song of the Week.
Thank you.
When I look at Africa, many times I ask myself, what would happen if Mwalimu were to rise up and see what is happening? Many times I ask myself, what would happen if Kwame Nkrumah and Patrice Emery Lumumba were to rise up and see what is happening? Because what they would be confronted with is an African which is suffering from schizophrenia. He does not know herself. They would be confronted with an African whose young men and women have no interest and no love for their continent.
Hope you're all ready. Tuck your teeth and embrace yourself. It's a black lion. The bomb better than you could dive. It's the Mau Mau. The Maji Maji, my knowledge bulletproof. You lit a flame in my soul. This is fireproof. I will transcend from being the shadow of the dark continent. I got my guard up to my mind. Wild like Menelik. Western propaganda got the gun speaking the dialect. Only one who controlling the eye of providence. Master the mind that makes with mastermind, don't it? Happy are the poor, that's what religion says, don't it? So when these vultures take pictures and end up like Kevin Carter, well, I pray that when you pray, don't get pre-write your own making. When the fuck is the Messiah when you're caught in the crossfire? Just a sitting duck and bullets inhaling the smoke fire. Screaming, I ceasefire, putting mic in my hands. Bottle by the breathe down, watch a nigga transcend, transcend.
Why must we remind ourselves of these realities? Because throughout the ages, the battle has always been the battle of the mind. If your mind is conquered, then you are going nowhere. That is why in the ages of enlightenment in Europe, the great René Descartes said, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am.
I am Houdini, the genie that got trapped in this human body. As old some Stephen Hawking on the wheel of fortune. The missing link like a loose chain on my neck. I was trying to figure the wildest when my brain into the bigger coffin. When more the lines are getting xenophobic and restless are killing restless, the devil be counting blessings. I'm trying to borrow morals, you trying to dress sorrows. No better tomorrow, I'm tipping the edge like a fist to a barrel. And I'll be quicksand living in heaven, hell I'm living below the poverty line. Also to do it in fact, what do you thought wild to keep your mind in a trap? Keep these animals tamed and keep the spirits in check. Give them weapons and call them rebels, then ISIS see the irony. Corporations and bureaucrats dip in the foolery. Mother Africa, the story of a medicine. We stood by and we wonder why we never transcend.
This decade is the decade of African independence. Forward then, for independence. For independence now. Tomorrow, the United States of Africa.
Mind, body, and soul got me fighting for control. Melodies are the sound that leave my sweat down on the floor. Premonitions and gut feelings that say you owe me more. You want me falling like origami, you're blessing the pecking order. Borderline insanity, your mental disorder. They got me rehearsing the day that I'll be laying in a house. White suit and rigor mortis make the puzzle erupt. And yeah, we kinda corrupt. No, we hella corrupt. What you expect to do with power after taking it back? We don't know how to act. You were riding the shot. I hope my African mind will transcend from the past. Hope my African mind will transcend from the past. Hope my African mind will transcend from the past. The spirit of Mandela, the spirit of Kwame. Hope my African mind will transcend from the past.
Was Transcend by Ugandan rap hip-hop artist Ajo. This is Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Now it's time for Song of the Week. Kwame Ofori joins me now. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
This week, our favorite song is
Odo the Remix by Kidi featuring Mayokun and Davido.
Cool. So why is this our favorite song? I mean, you picked it.
Oh, yeah. Because it's trending in Ghana, everywhere in Ghana. And right now, Shannon in Nigeria, because Davido and Mayokun jumped on it, and it's now a big hit in both countries.
All right, let's check it out.
Yep, yep.
Kitty.
Yeah,
it's Davido.
Let's go.
All right, that was Odo the Remix by Kidi featuring Mayor Kun and Davido. This is Heather and I'm with Kwame.
Yep.
And that was our song of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This song was just great because, you know, you listen to it and you have this vibe, this love vibe, because Odo means love. So I hope everyone falls in love with this song, everyone out of West Africa.
Cool. All right. Well, we'll be back next week, same time, same place, with a fresh new
Song of the Week.
Okay, babes. This is the last song of the hour, Wetin Day, remix by Racy.
It's Jab on.
Yeah.
It's Jab on, baby.
Racy, closing out this edition of Music Time in Africa. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to Manu Gallo for opening her home and sharing her music and her story with us. Also, thanks to Kwame Ofori for helping with our new Song of the Week segment, and to Dili Diko from VOA for her voiceover of Manu Gallo. Finally, a shout out to Trust Nyoni and to Akin Forna for writing great fan mail, and to Ajo for submitting your song Transcend to Me right here in Washington. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15 and 2000 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0900 UTC, and again on Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa, and you'll find me. Till next week, stay blessed, Africa.